Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We are celebrating today the memorial of Padre Pio de Pietrelcina. If we read his biography, Padre Pio lived a paradoxical life, a simple life because he renounced everything for the Lord. He did not have any possessions because he entered the Capuchin, the Franciscan Capuchins. But at the same time, he had a very complex life because the Lord used him in ways that were not easy. Even someone who has a strong faith could potentially give up. Within a month after his ordination, Mary and Jesus appeared to him in a vision, giving him the five wounds of Jesus, or the stigmata. And he asked the Lord to take them away because he wanted to suffer in secret. He said that if I have this, then the monastery will gonna be so disturbed, our silence, our peace, we would not be able to live the life of poverty and seclusion. And the stigmata was taken away for a time, but only for a while. His health was not the best. A little more than a year after his ordination, he had to go back home to recuperate because he was really sick. And just experiencing all of this, I could only imagine the discouragement that it brought him. He was away from his community for 5 years. After his ordination, his health was really bad, that the monastery said, you know, we didn't really have the resources to help you. And if you can go back to your family to recuperate, and when your health has improved, then you can come back to us. Then when he returned to ministry, the war broke out, which compelled him to serve in the military. And it was during the war, after being discharged, that he offered himself as an atonement for the sufferings that people experienced because of the war. And it was during this time that his stigmata, or the wounds of Christ, came back. News about his stigmata spread like wildfire, bringing hundreds of people in the convent, and his newfound fame put his ministry and vocation at risk. His superiors, and also the officials in Rome, asked him to suspend his ministry, or they did not ask him, they just told him, you're not able to exercise your ministry no longer. For a certain period of time, he was asked not to celebrate Mass in public and was put in seclusion. It took years till his ministry was restored. You know, just looking at his life, he led a very difficult life, and some of the strongest oppositions came from the people who were supposed to encourage him, to help him out, and to protect him. But he persevered. He patiently waited for the truth to come out, and it did. He persevered because he knew well that the answer to the question of Herod in the gospel today, who is this guy? You know, I beheaded John the Baptist. Who is this guy? Not recognizing the person of Jesus. If he was not passionately convinced of his answer, Padre Pio would have folded right away. He would have given up easily and probably be disillusioned with the amount of suffering he endured. These are his words. Padre Pio said, "Jesus is with you even when you don't feel his presence. He is never so close to you as he is during your spiritual battles. He is always there, close to you, encouraging you to fight your battle courageously. He is there to ward off the enemy's blows so that you may not be hurt." It's interesting, the devotion to him has increased exponentially. He's probably one of the most famous saints in modern history. And they recorded that pre-pandemic, 6 million people every year, 6 million pilgrims visit his monastery or his grave in San Giovanni Rotondo in Italy. It's one of the most famous sites of Christianity nowadays. And looking at him, we truly see an example of patient endurance. You know, we find a society out there that is so impatient with so many things. You know, everything is instant. But God works in us just like a baby is formed in the womb of a mother, slow, tender, yet profound. It is in this patient endurance that we see how God intimately works in us.